We will now have reports from our four board committees. Trustee Ray Cepeda, would you please give report on the recent meeting of the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. So the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee met on September 9th at 3:30 p.m. Joining me at the meeting were Trustees Edwards, King, and Mitchell, as well as Trustee McKeever. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting held on July 15, 2019. The committee reviewed and recommended items 1 and 2 on today's Prairie Land Energy, Inc. agenda, which were approved earlier in this meeting. Additional information related to the return on investment was requested and included the packet for the meeting today. We also reviewed and recommended items 9 through 15 from today's board agenda, which included a presentation of the operating budget for fiscal year 2020, the services and management agreements for the Foundation and Alumni Alliance, and an item to delegate authority to the Comptroller to approve a lease and purchase of the Illinois Conference Center addition, two capital and real estate items, and purchase and renewal recommendations. Follow-up information was requested in regards to the budget presentation and the Foundation agreement item, which was provided to the committee members after the meeting. During the review of the items, the committee held a robust discussion regarding capital delivery and construction issues and options for the future. President Killeen shared the steps that have been taken to ensure that the capital delivery is more timely and effective, that the costs are controlled, and that small companies are cultivated. Finally, the committee received the fourth quarter and annual internal audit report from Ms. Julie Zimaitis. There was no old business discussed, and under new business, Dr. Ghosh noted that Governor Pritzker signed an amendment to the Property Control Act that allows public universities to sell property that is considered surplus with proceeds of such sales to be used for repair and renovation of existing property. He stated that his team is working on the board approval process for such sales in the future. The next meeting for the committee is scheduled for Monday, November 4th at 3 p.m. That is all I have.
Thank you, Ray. Next, I'd like to ask Trustee Stuart King to report on the recent meeting of the University Healthcare System Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The University Healthcare System Committee met yesterday at 12:30 p.m. Joining me at the meeting were Trustees Cepeda, Estrada, McMillan, Panic, and Smart. The committee held an executive session to discuss pending, probable, or imminent litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the university, and the recruitment, credentialing, discipline, or formal peer review of physicians or other healthcare professionals for a hospital or other institution providing medical care that is operated by the public body. Once the meeting was back in open session, the committee approved the minutes of the last meeting that was held on July 24th, 2019. The committee then reviewed and recommended agenda items 15 and 16, which included purchase recommendations and the credentialing and privileges at the University of Illinois Hospital and Health Sciences System. Mr. Michael Zinn began the presentation of the CEO report with an overview of the financial performance of the hospital and clinics during the fiscal year 2019. He noted that the fiscal year 2020 budget projects a small deficit as a result of the implementation of the EPIC system. Mr. Zinn highlighted the status of the hospital strategic planning process and completed his report with an overview of the U of I Hospital Medical Staff Executive Committee. Mr. Chairman, we were fortunate to have Dr. Enrico Benedetti, the Warren H. Coles Chair in Surgery, Professor and Head of the Department of Surgery at the College of Medicine in Chicago, provide us with a presentation on robotic surgery at the University of Illinois Hospital in Chicago, which was outstanding. There was no old business discussed. There was no new business discussed. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for November 13th at 12:30 p.m.
Thank you, Stuart. Next will be a report from Trustee Rick Estrada, Chair of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee. Trustee Estrada.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. The meeting of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met yesterday, September 18, 2019 at 2 p.m. I attended the meeting together with Trustees Dale, McMillan, Smart, Panic, and Trustee Jacobson attended the meeting as a guest. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting that was held on July 24, 2019. The committee then reviewed items 3, 4, 5, and 8, for today's agenda and forwards those items for consideration of the full board. The committee heard a legislative update from Ms. Jennifer Creasy, who's the Senior Director of State Relations, and Ms. Melissa Haas, who's the Associate Director of Federal Relations. Ms. Creasy gave an overview of this successful spring session and an update on legislation impacting the university. She introduced Melissa Brewer, a new Associate Director of Advocacy in the Office of Governmental Relations, who has also led the Illinois Connection Program for several years. Ms. Creasy gave an overview of advocacy efforts and discussed the agenda for 2020, already thinking forward. Ms. Haas gave an overview of visits and events held over the August recess with federal legislators and agency officials. She listed several events with Illinois Connections and highlighted breakfasts with legislators, interactions with College of ACES and the Extension Office, and a White House Office of National Drug Control policy visit. She described upcoming advocacy efforts and events and commented on fiscal year 2020 appropriations, and she gave brief updates on DACA and the reauthorization of the Higher Education Act. She also said University of Illinois Day is being held next week in Washington, D.C., and that Chairman Edwards and Trustee Panic are attending. A brief discussion was held regarding the length of interim appointments here at the university system, particularly for leadership positions. Committee members also requested that they have an opportunity to review extensions prior to the start date of the extension. There was no additional new or old business. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for November 13th, 2019 at 2 p.m. in Chicago. That's all I have, Chairman.
Thank you, Rick. Trustee Jill Smart will now report on the recent meeting of the Academic and Student Affairs Committee.
Thank you. The Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday, and joining me were Trustees Dale, Jacobson, McMillan, Mitchell, and Panic, and Trustee Edwards joined as a guest. We approved the minutes of the last meeting from July 24th, and then we reviewed agenda items 5 through 7, which included the standard appointments item and 2 academic items for Chicago that we will vote on later. We then had a presentation about the academic review process, which we had asked at our last meeting about what is the process for reviewing programs to determine if they should continue. And so we had a presentation system-wide and then also from each of the provosts about each of the universities. The 3 provosts gave examples of the outcomes of the most recent reviews, and we got a description of the administrative cost savings that have occurred at each institution as a result of that. Following the presentation, we had a discussion about various measures of program quality, such as time to graduate, career prospects for graduates, and the need to connect financial metrics to the academic review process. Trustee Mitchell also asked a question which we didn't have the answer to, and it's a follow-up, and that in somewhere in his profile there's actually an estimate of when he is expected to graduate, and his said 6 years, which we know is far from the truth. And so we do have a follow-up to find out how does that get there, who calculates it, or what's the algorithm for it, and why it's there at all. So we'll follow up with that next time. We had no old business, no new business, and our next meeting is November 13th.
Thank you, Jill. That concludes our committee reports.
Chairman, I have a quick comment on that.
Sure.
On this committee. So because I am a glutton for punishment, I don't know what the process is, but I'd like to join the ASEC committee at some point if you think it's appropriate. I'd served on it in the past, and after my 2-year hiatus, I'm happy to come back.
That'd be great. Thank you, Rick.
To have you.